just the music and the man.
That's the Barn Burner every Friday from 1 till 2 p.m. only on CITR 101.9.
Rob from Total Chaos. This is Sean Smash, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Punk's not dead, boo.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Here we go now.
Knows him as Mark Ramos Nishida, but we all know him as Money Mark. And that was the title track off his 1998 album, Push the Button. And he was a carpenter based out of L.A. And actually, at some point in his youth, he used to work at the Lakers games, mopping up the courtside when all the sweat built up during the important free throws. But as part of his carpenter gig, he helped out the Beastie Boys build their studio. And once they found out he played the keys, he joined them for a couple albums, starting off with Check Your Head back in 1992. And since then, along with playing with Beastie Boys, he's also played with the Omar Rodriguez Lopez group. And his last solo album was 2007's Brand New by Tomorrow. So good evening, everyone in Vancouver. This is Exploding Head Movies, your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's Whip Smart Community Radio Station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, said sunny city. You can find us on the web in other sunnier climes, www.citr.ca. My name is Gek, and I'm here with you till 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegek@gmail.com. So I'm going to play a quick priority ad here, since I haven't had a chance to do that yet, and then we're going to queue up some Wolf Parade.
Must go!
On Sunday, August
the state, CITR 101.9 FM will be broadcasting live from the Under the Volcano Festival of Art and Social Change. UTV is a grassroots gathering held at Kate's Park in North Vancouver, featuring live music from over 30 artists on four stages, including DJ Lady Ra, the Joey Only Outlaw Band, and Sister Hailstorm. Gates open at noon and admission is by donation. Tune in to 101.9 FM from 5 till 8 p.m. to celebrate the 20th year of Canada's largest political arts festival with CITR, as we bring you interviews with organizers, guest speakers, vendors, festival goers, and performers, all live from Kate's Park. Join CITR 101.9 FM at Under the Volcano Festival on Sunday, August 8th. For more information, visit citr.ca.
these guys were in town last night, and they are doing the rest of their West Coast tour. They are going to be in Seattle tonight, in case you're listening in from the 206 at the Showbox. They'll be in Portland the day after the Crystal Ballroom. Then they'll be playing Santa Cruz, Oakland, and Los Angeles before taking August off and then heading to Europe for September. And that was Wolf Parade. And that's off their latest album, Expo 86. And What Did My Lover Say? It's Always Had to Go This Way. And as part of the Expo 86 album, of course, which was hosted in this fair town, all the members of Wolf Parade happened to visit Expo 86, and rumor has it that they visited around the same week as kids. And there's a little bit of idle conversation saying that maybe they conspired at an early age to be big musical rock stars 25 years down the road, but I guess they were a little ahead of schedule there. So coming up next, we're going to hop to Calgary, and Women are lining up their second album. It's due out in September this year. It's going to be called Public Strain. Through the U.S., you can find it through Jag Jaguar. Here in Canada, you can find it through Chad Van Galen's label, Flemish Eye. He's done production work with them in the past. And this is another great track, and I'm looking to this album coming out. So, Women, W-O-M-E-N, plural of woman. Women, from their forthcoming Public Strain album. This is Eyesore. Beast out of Toronto. That was the Sadies off their latest album, Darker Circles. That was Another Day Again. And they're a four-piece featuring Dallas and Travis Good, Sean Dean, and Mike Blitzky. And the Good Brothers are sons of Bruce Good, nephews of Brian Larry. And those guys are a country band called the Good Brothers, but hence that's why we call them the Sadies, or else we get confused. But the Sadies aren't just a pure country folk act or rock primarily. They also collaborate with Blue Rodeo, Tragically Hip, Nico Case, and John Spencer. You are listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. My name is Gek, and one thing I forgot to mention at the top of the show is that tonight's profile will be on the 2008 film, the soundtrack to The Bank Job by J. Peter Robinson. Coming up now is a local act, and they have appeared at various shindigs in the past. And if you actually go to the CITR website, they do have a video stream of them performing at within the CITR lounge, and they're called Lakefield. They're a five-piece here, and they have a great album out now called Sounds from the Tree Line. And the nice thing about it is it actually has a Creative Commons license as well, too, so it's well worth looking for. Not sure how many shows they have lined up for the summer, but they are scheduled to perform at the upcoming Olio Festival here in Vancouver. So from Songs from the Tree Line, here are Lakefield with North Wind.
Thank you. have any idea what you're listening to?
London Philharmonic. It's Venus. Venus. Why not? We bounce the signals off the moon's surface. There's no reason that Venus shouldn't radiate impulses.
I don't mean the static. Can't you hear it? The other thing?
What other thing?
Listen to it, Paul. Listen to the voice.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
From their latest album, The Five Ghosts, that was Stars with We Don't Want Your Body. And the Montreal band started up their own little record label now for distribution here in Canada. It sort of ties into their main theme that they've had for the past 10 years or so. The label is called Soft Revolution, but outside of Canada, they do have distribution through Vagrant Records. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. 604-822-2487. Coming up next, we're going to continue with our little CanCon vibe here before we naturally sort of dive off the deep end. And this will be from Newmarket band Tokyo Police Club. I played the original version of the song several episodes ago, but a new remix was posted by the Massachusetts remix team of Dom, short for Dominique, I guess. So You can find the original version of this off their latest album, Champ, but here is Tokyo Police Club with the Dom remix of Wait Up, Boots of Danger. Toronto. That is Foxes in Fiction, and off their 2010 album Swung from the Branches, which was released on Mood Gadget when not done on their own label, Orchid Tapes. That was 15 Atvian, Song for Erica. And Warren Hildebrand, who is the man behind Foxes in Fiction, will be taking his band on the road. So they'll be hitting the East Coast so far, sadly, so they won't be actually going to West Coast quite yet, but Montreal, August 4th at Burritoville. They'll be playing Half-Hexed. Nova Scotia, August 5th at the Paragon Theatre. And then back in Toronto at the Tiger Bar on the 12th of August. You're listening to CITR Vancouver here. I'm Gak. Coming up next are a all-girl band from Los Angeles that had to recently change their name. They opened up for Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti on the recent stop here. And what we used to know as Pearl Harbor, they are now called Puro Instinct. And from this year's 12-inch called Something About the Chaparrals, which is out through Mexican Summer. It's still out under Pearl Harbor since the name change happened really recently, like in the past couple of weeks. There were a couple other bands called Pearl Harbor. I'm sure they must have muscled those two girls in. But at the very least, now they are Puro Instinct. And here they are with Love Goon.
Thank you. Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you've been seeing, guess you better find your way back home.
Thank you.
Austin, Texas. That is Sleepover, and that was Sunspots, which you can find on a compilation that was put out by Weekly Tape Deck. And the compilation became Shake Some Action Part 2, and that song was called Sunspots. And aside from being in Austin, they have some other roots throughout Texas as well. And they do have a new single due out in August. It's just a nice little 7-inch limited edition transparent vinyl, all that wonderful stuff for you collectors or anyone who wants to hold the physical media of music yet again. This is Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gap. Coming up, we are going to get a little techno in your face. And from Berlin, this is Pascal. It's spelt with a K. And this song came out in 2009, and this appears on a nice single. And we're just going to listen to the original mix here. So here's Pascal with Sweet Settings.
Hello, everybody. My name is David Dichter. I sing with MDC, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I hope you have a great day, and kill the cop in yourself, and hopefully the rest will follow.
Northampton, England. That's James Chapman, better known as Maps, and that's off the 2009 single Let Go of the Fear, and that was the Oliver Hunteman dub mix. And Oliver Hunteman is a DJ from Germany, specifically Oldenburg. And yeah, you can find the single released last year through Mute Records. Stick around, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
last year's 12-inch. That's Norwegian producer Prince Thomas with Mammut, which you can find on the full pop label. Nice little bit of what's called space disco there. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And coming up now is our little profile, and that will be on J. Peter Robinson's score to the 2008 film The Bank Job. And J. Peter Robinson was born in Buckinghamshire, and he started off doing a whole bunch of Hong Kong versions of films in the mid-80s, a couple TV movies here and there, and then a whole bunch of horror films. He worked on Return of the Living Dead Part 2, and he worked on a couple of Wes Craven films as well. He's also done a wide array of stuff like Cocktail, The Wizard, Cadillac Man, Encino Man, Omen, things like that. And he actually is, if you're a big TV fan of Charmed, he actually worked 8 years for the soundtrack to that TV series. But we're going to focus on his work for the 2008 film The Bank Job, which is effectively a wonderful bit of heist history, as it dealt with the, I don't want to say rumored, but it was a very scandalous thing about a heist of a low-key bank in the UK, and it apparently had some royal ties to it. So what we're going to do is listen to a few cues from the soundtrack, which came out through the Lionsgate label, I think back when they were still based in Vancouver. And we're going to start things off with J. Peter Robinson and Lloyd's Bank.
Thank you.
somewhat on the true story of the 1971 Baker Street bank robbery. We heard cues from the 2008 film The Bank Job as done by J. Peter Robinson. We started with Lloyd's Bank, then we heard Under the Vault, Suspicion, and then Departure. And that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes, it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and then we'll have a bit of overnight magic. Then at 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, bright and early when the sun is up, as I've slowly realized, it's Pacific Picking with Arthur and Andrea. If you missed any of this week's show, you can easily download the MP3 as a podcast. We're trying to get the iTunes store working thing for Exploding Head Movies yet again, but at the very least, why not visit CITR.ca? You can see all the playlists there. You can see the last 3 days' worth of music posted live by all our programmers here. And you can always download all the MP3s via the schedule, CITR.ca. I know I've been promising it for a couple weeks in a row, but yeah, this week or next week for sure. Sweet, Sweet Back's Badass Song. And in the background here, we have a little bit of music from Devon, England, featuring DJ producer Andy Compton and his wife, Tweak. They're known as The Rurals, and this is from last year's single Through Peng. And this is Mountain Cloud. So take care of yourself, Vancouver. Enjoy our glorious summer weather. And stay tuned. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We'll be right back.
You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with Gavin Walker.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo.